You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 144, Faith. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another episode of Called to Homeschool. We are just a week into the habit challenge that we are doing in Mama's Members, and I am having so much fun. To be honest, I was a little bit worried for myself, just like as you're committing and you're growing and you're putting yourself out there for growth, which is sometimes uncomfortable. And so I love doing stuff like this with a community, with the support and all those fun things. It is really helping me personally to take baby steps in creating who it is I know I have the potential to become. And I love it because it's such easy, manageable steps, and we're doing it as a community and it's a ton of fun. So I will be doing this twice a year. The next one will be in the fall and we'll get us ready for No Yell November. So if you are really wanting to kick the habit of yelling, you know that's the person you want to become, is a really patient mom who doesn't yell anymore, but you need some baby steps, you are definitely going to want to be participating in these so that when No Yell November comes around, you won't even have the desire to yell anymore. So anyway, you're going to want to check that out when we do it again. Okay. I have been thinking so much about faith. Faith is a hope in things unseen. We're going to dive into the scriptures today and read a little bit about what it says about faith. So first we're going to jump to Hebrews chapter 11. So in this, I love this. I can't even remember the first time I saw this, and it just jumped out to me. And what I have highlighted in my scriptures is just by faith, by faith, by faith. And it was blowing my mind. So verse one, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? And then it just dives right in verse three. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Goes into by faith. Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. In verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then it continues with different people in the scriptures. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not as seen as yet. That's a good one, right? The faith of Noah to build an ark in the middle of a desert, right? That seems probably took a lot of faith to say, oh yeah, an ark can make sense in the middle of the desert, right? By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out in place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, all the places he dwelt, right? Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered for of a child when she was past age. Isn't that some major faith, right? Continues on with faith with Abraham. When he was tried, offered up Isaac, that he had received the promises. Goes on, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both of his sons of Joseph, and worshiped leaning upon the staff, upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention. By faith, Moses, when he was born, and this is great, he was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was not a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses went to come of years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's. I'm mixing some of these up. You get it, right? Moses had to do all these things by faith. He forsook Egypt. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea on dry land. By faith, the walls of Jericho. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. So, by faith is how all these amazing people in the scriptures did the awesome things that they did. So that is in Hebrews. And then I want to jump to Ether chapter 12, where it dives into some other people and their faith. So this is chapter 12. And let's see. And I love this. In verse 6, it says, "For you received no witness until after the trial of your faith. For it was by faith that Christ showed himself unto our fathers." Number 8, "Because of the faith of men, he had shown himself unto the world." Let's see. Number 10, "Because it was by faith that they of old were called after the holy order of God." Continues on. "Wherefore by faith was the law of Moses given." Verse 13, "Behold, it was the faith of Alma and Amulek that caused the prison to tumble to the earth. Behold, it was the faith of Nephi and Lehi that wrought the change upon the Lamanites. Behold, it was by the faith of Ammon and his brethren which wrought so great a miracle among the Lamanites. It was by faith that the three disciples obtained a promise that they should not taste of death." And so it just continues to go on and on. By faith, all of these people, the amazing things that they did, and it's not even going through everyone in the scriptures, obviously, but it's showing you that they did all of these things through faith. And I love, again, I'm going to say it in chapter 12 of Ether, verse 6, at the very end of it says, "For you receive no witness until after the trial of your faith." You do not have the miracle until after you've had the trial of your faith. And that's where it says in verse 18, "And neither at any time hath any wrought miracles until after their faith." So we have to have faith first, and then we can have the miracle. You must go through the trial before you get the reward, right? In Joshua 3, it was talking about Joshua leading the Israelites to the Jordan River, But in verse 13, it says, "The miracle didn't happen until all of them had faith to get in the water." So as you can imagine, if you are standing in a river, and as the first few people go through, you may be worried that nothing is going to happen. It isn't until, quote, "the soles of the feet of the priest," end quote, "were in the water that the miracle happened," and, quote, "all of Israel passed over on dry ground," end quote. I find it so interesting that maybe some of these people cross the dry ground, and one day they are telling their grandchildren the story, how they had such faith that this miracle was going to happen. I have been thinking about this so much with homeschool. I have had to run on faith so many times. I have had a lot of the same fears with my kids that a lot of you have had. Some of my fears were, how do I teach so many different grades or so many different children? What do I do with a kid that has a ton of energy? How in the world would I ever teach advanced grades or even junior high? If I don't teach them well enough, will they be able to provide for a family one day? Do they understand? Insert any subject. Worrying about if I'm able to teach them enough. I get it. It feels scary. Then one day, my oldest son made it to 10th grade. He'd been homeschooled the whole way up. And in the middle of 10th grade, he created a plan and he decided he wanted to get his high school diploma. He had to do 4 years of school and 2.5 years, and he did it. My next son made his plan. He decided to skip high school and got his associate's in 2 years. Then my daughter came along and also decided to skip high school and got her associate's at 16. You better believe that I have so much faith that everything works out. I had faith in these children, and now I've got to witness the miracle of the things that they were able to create and that they were able to do. Because I have 3 very different children with different strengths and weaknesses, and they are all figuring out their path, it took so much faith. But guess what? I no longer have faith that a homeschool works, because now I know. And I have a full understanding and knowledge that it does. I know from experience now that having a solid relationship with my kids was the foundation so that we could figure out an amazing plan together. I know I am their mother for eternity, and I get to always teach them, so I can stop worrying that I have to teach them everything before they leave the house. I still have 4 kids home, and the worry is gone because I just know that everything will work out, because it always does. I know miracles will happen for me and them, just like they did for my 3 oldest kids. I have so many amazing clients that I am absolutely honored and privileged to work with. They are taking a leap of faith that everything will work out. But friends, I want to remind you that the miracles will not come until after that trial of your faith. I don't always get to see the miracles of my clients' life, right? A lot of times I'm helping them at the beginning or during the middle of their trial of faith. But every now and then I get to hear the miracles and that others have shared with me. And I wanted to share some of them with you. And these are not to toot my own horn, but just to show you what is possible. One letter said, "My heart is full of hope after working with you. Really, I'll never be able to repay you for what you have done for my family and me. You have been an earthly angel that has appeared in a time of much needed miracle and change in my life and family. Thank you for never-ending patience and acceptance. You truly are awesome. I love you and am eternally grateful for you for giving me my family back." Talk about a miracle of getting your family back. Isn't that just beautiful? Taking this leap of faith of trying things differently, showing up differently in her family, showing up differently with school and all those things, and the miracles that she is starting to see in her family. And I love that line. So grateful for giving her family back. Another mama who completed the No Yell November challenge said, "There was a lot of less noise. Seems like when I'm quieter, they are calmer and quieter as well. I also think no yelling helped my oldest feel less resentful when correction was needed." Holy miracle, right? If you live in a house of noise and chaos, taking faith that if you are quieter and doing those types of things, the miracles that it was creating in her own family. And then it doesn't say that she never had to correct her children again, but the resentment was gone because of the way that she was able to do it and the leap of faith that she did, the leap of faith that she took in order to do something differently. And one more, also from the No Yell November, said, "It is hard not to yell, but when you stop, it is easier to listen. I got the impression this month that mom controls a lot of the atmosphere in the home. And if we want peace, we have to create it. My kids have been happier, a huge miracle, right? I'm seeing their confidence return and even more joy has entered my heart. More joy for the chance I get to be a mother." This amazing woman took a huge leap of faith and trying to overcome a habit of yelling at her kids. And look at the miracles that came from it. A happier home. Her children are feeling more confident. She is feeling more joy. That is what is on the other end of a trial of faith, are some of these amazing miracles. These women are amazing and are taking the tools I've shared with them and stepping in the water of Jordan with a whole lot of faith. They are starting to see miracles happen in their homes. Friends, I invite you to take a leap of faith. And if you're not ready to make the big jump on your own, borrow my faith in you. Because I know, like it says in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." Nothing. When I read that verse one day, it put me in a stupor of thought of the word "nothing shall be impossible." I just sat there thinking of passage after passage of scripture, of the mighty miracles, and with God and having faith, nothing shall be impossible. So I want you to take faith in building relationships with your children. Create a thriving family, and your home and homeschool will thrive and see many miracles. If you are ready for the impossible, whether that is peace in your homeschool, unconditional love for your kids, or confidence in your ability to teach long division, I would love to have you in Mama's Members, where I can help you get there. Have faith, my wonderful friends. I love you all, and I will talk to you next week.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there. Thank you.